Across the Americas and around the world, you're listening once again to the Hour of the Time. And what a time it is. I listen, you know, to a lot of other radio broadcasts, and I pay attention to all the newspapers from all the different sources. I don't care what they are, and I read all the magazines. And, you know, it doesn't take a real big investment, folks. You can do that, too. You see, if you have a magazine rack somewhere and you don't have the money to subscribe to all of these things, you can just go down. You'd be surprised how much information you can glean just standing in front of the magazine rack for an hour. And I recommend that somehow you all get the information that you need. This big article, May 23rd issue of Time magazine on the Galileo space probe and the Shoemaker-Levy comet that is supposedly going to smash into Jupiter on the 16th of July. Very important date in history with a lot of occult significance attached to it in numerology, in the date, and a lot of other things, ladies and gentlemen. The number of letters in Shoemaker-Levy is 13, which is the number of death and rebirth. Also, we're getting input from our CAGI agents around the world. We're confirming that something is supposed to happen beginning in June. Something terrible is supposed to happen in July. Now, I'm not saying these things are going to happen. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you that this is more than coincidence. Around the world, there are what they call Marian visions. Supposedly, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is appearing to people and giving them messages. These are called, have been termed, Marian visions. Mary is telling people now that very soon they will see a light in the sky which will get bigger and bigger. And that this light will come toward the earth and 2/3 of the earth population will die. They're also saying that after this is all over, there will be 2 suns. In the sky. Now, I don't know about you folks, but to me, this isn't all coincidence. It smacks of manipulation and deception. I don't believe, for instance, for 1 minute that Mary is appearing to anyone on this earth and talking to anyone and telling anyone what's going to be happening in the future. But I do know that the ancient religion depended upon a mother goddess. A mother goddess who was once married to a man who died and became the sun. His phallus was lost and then found and placed upon the altar. It was known as the generative force. Today it's known as an obelisk. And there was always a child involved. When you study the mysteries, you begin to realize that the sun to the priesthood was the symbol of the power of a universal God, which connected all things together, much like the New Age religion. A pantheistic religion, as a matter of fact. But the priests manipulated the people by making them think that the sun was God. And they created these grand deceptions with which they manipulated people into doing their bidding, usually in the name of religion. And I could go on and on and on and on, but we have already revealed all of this, of course, in our Mystery Babylon series. And if you don't have that, I highly suggest, for your education and your understanding of religion and how people are manipulated through religion and prophecy and all of these things, that you should order it. I'm not telling you that religion is bad or that any one religion is right or wrong or any better than any other religion or any worse than any other religion. I'm just telling you that we have discovered certain things throughout the history of the world that are working on us now. You see, basic human nature has never, ever changed, ladies and gentlemen. And while the priests worshipped the true God, or what they perceived to be the true God, the people worshipped the sun, or some stone idol which could neither hear nor speak back to them. And at certain times in history, they even threw their children into a cauldron of burning oil placed in the lap of some of these statues, one notable being the god Moloch. But that's neither here nor there. What's important is that these same manipulations are being worked upon us again today. And people are blindly believing and blindly following and blindly following on their knees, blindly giving in to the divine will. And folks, from my study of what's happening in the world today, has nothing to do with the divine will of God, but it has a lot to do with the will of certain powerful, influential, and controlling human beings right here on this earth, many of them belonging to the priesthood. And I would caution you to be very, very careful in what you believe. And I would also give you this admonition if you're a Christian. Jesus said that when he comes back, he will come like a thief in the night. Now that tells me that no one will be expecting him, nor will they be looking for him, nor will they actually think that he's coming at all during those times, if in fact he comes. Remember, this is not a religious program, so I have to talk to all of you, and I respect all of you and all of your different religions. You all have the right in this country to worship at whichever altar you wish. Everyone in the world who has anything to do with the Christian religion today is touting the imminent return of Christ, and I mean imminence. Many have named the exact year, the exact date, the exact month. And I'm telling you now, if you are a Christian, you go back and read Jesus' own words, and you have to come to the conclusion that because he has been touted as returning imminently, he will not be here anytime soon. So, start dealing with reality. Get out of the twilight zone, ladies and gentlemen, or you're going to be trapped. For those of you who aren't Christians, who believe in all these other prophecies of Nostradamus and whoever else is making prophecies these days, most of them are phonies, fakes. They used to call them mediums. The occult is the occult is the occult. The best psychic in the world has a 2% success record, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing you ever hear about are their predictions that come true. Nostradamus wrote his predictions in a code, which to my knowledge, and I've studied it very, very well, has never, ever been deciphered. The key has never been found. Hitler used Nostradamus' prophecies to convince the countries that he invaded in Europe, or at least a good proportion of the people, that it was fated to happen and there was nothing they could do to resist. What a wonderful way to neutralize large segments of the population than to convince them that the will of God is that this is going to happen. You cannot resist it. There's nothing that you can do. And if you try to resist it, you are going against God. You had better rethink that position. ladies and gentlemen, what's happening has nothing. I'm going to repeat that, absolutely nothing to do with God. It's being brought about by the hand of man, by very, very clever men who have enough money and technology to manipulate and create and brainwash and mind control and influence and deceive you, the sheeple, in just about any way they want to until you wake up and learn to think for yourselves. And that is the purpose of the hour of the time. I want you to start doing that. And I don't care what you think of me. It's not necessary that you agree with what you hear on this program, but it is an absolute requirement that you learn to think, that you listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it, and that you once again become an intelligent human being, real person who is capable of original thought. That is absolutely necessary. If you cannot do that, if you cannot learn to do that, if you don't want to do it, if that pains you, turn off your radio. This is the wrong broadcast for you to be listening to.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a taste today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Now, first, finished my Chevy today, folks, in case you wondered what that was all about. And I took a ride in it, first ride I've had in it in a long time, in fact, over a year. And if you haven't ridden in a 1958 or 1957 or 1956 or 55 Chevrolet or any car from that area, it doesn't even have to be a Chevrolet, I'm telling you, folks, you just haven't lived. They're like people. They have a real personality. They have individual looks. They don't look like cars do today. They don't feel like cars feel today. And I'm not one of these nuts who thinks that you have to live in the past. I really like those cars. They had real style and personality and everything. I'm sorry. I know some of you are really nuts about the cars today, but and they are comfortable and they are powerful and they are economical, but they all look the same. They all feel the same. I can't have a personal relationship with a car today, folks. I'm sorry. So, anyway, I took a ride in my 58 Chevy. Some of you out there may not have ever seen one or know what that is, and some of you younger folks may not. Go see the movie American Graffiti. The car that Ron Howard is driving in there and loans to his friend Toad, the blue 1958 Chevy, is what I'm talking about. Now, some other news. Many of you have been begging us about reopening CADGI. We're going to do that. I'll give all the information on the broadcast Monday. Remember, tomorrow's ladies' night. If you're a male, don't even bother trying to call in, because as soon as they hear it's a male voice, they're just going to click you right off of the phone. And I don't think they're going to be taking calls tomorrow night anyway, so be that as it may, I won't be here. I have business down in Phoenix, and that's where I'll be. I'm also going to meet with the people at Swiss America Trading and Craig Smith and try and see if we can't come up with some things to offer you people to help you in what's coming. And while I'm down there, I'm going to complete the plans for reopening the membership of CADGI. And also, folks, we are going to go in competition with the Spotlight. We are going to produce a full-blown newspaper where you'll get the real truth behind who is bringing all this stuff about and what to do about it, how to regain your personal sovereignty, how to own your own land and property, all of these things. And, you know, I keep hearing all these other radio people tell you to go to meetings and do this and do that. You can't, folks, until you know who you are, and you know who they are, and you know what the real law is and how to make it work. Until you know that, you're just blowing smoke. You're not accomplishing a damn thing, and you all have figured that out by now. If you haven't all ordered Vultures and Eagles clothing or Goodbye April 15th, you'd better do it. You'd better do it. They're $43 post-paid each. Vultures and Eagles clothing is $43 post-paid. With it, you get the right to also sell it and make some money. Make your money back. Make however much money you want to make by selling it. April 15th, you get the information that's in it. $43 post-paid. These two books actually should go together. They're by different authors who belong to different organizations, but they're the only two books. You've been asking me for a long time, what books would I recommend for you to learn from? And until I found those two books, there weren't any. The only program that I was ever able to recommend was The Pilot Connection. It's no longer in existence. These two books will teach you how to exercise your unalienable rights by yourself or in concert with others. And it'll teach you how to do it. Teach you the basis of the real law. Gives you sample forms and court cases and over 200 Supreme Court rulings and court rulings and gives you the truth about the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the Social Security Act and all of these different things and what you are versus what you think you are. So, order them. Order them. Read them. Study them. Form study groups, folks. Work together. Make this work for you. And then apply it. Apply it. You see, if everyone would start on their local level and make the real law work, find out who you really are and what your standing really is under the real law, and then apply it, we would have our country back literally overnight. Literally. I'm not kidding you at all. And as the other sheeple began to see the real people in action, they're going to say, where did you get that book? How do I get to do this? What can I do to set myself free? And then you can sit down and teach them. And you can tell them where to get the books. And if you have Vultures and Eagles clothing, you can sell them a copy and make part of your $86 back that you spent on both of those books. And that's what you ought to be doing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering how many times I can resell a book.
How many times you can resell it? You won't resell the one you get. The one you get, you keep. You'll sell brand new copies to whoever you want to as many times as you want to.
Can I make $10 off each one?
That's correct. Turn your radio off.
I can't. The knob's broke.
Knob's broke? Well, we can't talk to you, my friend. You can't call a radio station if you're going to leave your radio on. You've got to turn it off or turn it down or something. And I'm not trying to be rude. It's the truth. You have no idea what it does to my ears when that feedback comes echoing back through these earphones. And not only that, but it makes it very difficult to understand you by anyone else out there in the listening audience. So please don't take it personally. Anybody who calls with their radio on, we first ask them to turn it off or turn it down. We give them a reasonable amount of time. And then we just got to let you go. Okay, last night I was talking about rights protected by the Constitution of the United States. I was not able to finish them. I'm going to start all over at the beginning, and I'm going to go through it. It's important that you know these, even if you have a copy of the Constitution. Many people read it and don't really understand what rights they have and what rights the Constitution and Bill of Rights actually protect. The First Amendment protects freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to peaceably assemble, freedom to petition the government for the redress of grievances. Now, listen to me, folks. Freedom of religion means you have the right to practice whatever religion you wish as long as you don't hurt or bother anybody else. Do you understand that? Freedom of speech means that you can say anything you want to about anything you want to, anytime you want to. And if somebody doesn't like what you're saying, they should go somewhere else and not listen to you, or turn off their radio, or turn off their TV set. You will never, ever shut up Howard Stern. You will never, ever make him stop saying obscene words or anything else, because his freedom of speech is protected. If you try to control what he says, you are shutting yourself up too. Any control over any natural right leads to always more control until there is no remnant of that right left. So, while you may not like what the Nazi on the corner is spouting from his soapbox, you must allow him to stand on his soapbox and spout it. Even though you may not like what a Jewish person may say, you must allow that Jewish person to say it. Even though you do not like a black man who stands up and calls Whitey the devil, you must allow him to voice his opinion. If you try to control the speech of anyone, you take your own right of freedom of speech away. Freedom of the press, ladies and gentlemen, means that the person who owns the press has the freedom to print what they want, biased in any way that they want, or to omit what they want, or to slant it in a way that they want, or to just completely ignore stories if they wish. And they're the only ones who really have that freedom. The freedom of the press is given to those who own the press and to the reporters who go to report the stories. If you believe that when you pick up a newspaper or a magazine, you're getting objective reporting and they're telling you the truth, then you're living in fantasy land. Some newspapers and some magazines report the truth. All of them slant the truth toward their particular agenda. And when we produce our newspaper, it will be slanted in favor of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and freedom. And when you read it, you better know that. We will not further the agenda of socialism, communism, Marxism, or liberalism. Period. Freedom of the press, remember, exists for the owners of the press. We will report what we report factually and objectively. Freedom to peaceable assemble means that if you are peacefully assembled, the Constitution protects your right to do that. Any interference with any peaceable assembly is unconstitutional, illegal, and you have grounds to bring a lawsuit against those individuals who perform in that manner, or organizations, or governments, or city governments, or police departments, if they interfere. Now, freedom to peaceably assemble does not mean that you can block the doorway of those who are trying to go to work to earn their daily bread to feed their family. When you do that, you are then interfering with the rights of others. You cannot block the doorways to abortion clinics, even though you believe abortion may be murder. You have the right to peaceably assemble and protest abortion in front of an abortion clinic or anywhere else for that matter. But you do not have the right to interfere with the rights of anyone else. Whether you agree with those rights or not, you have no right to interfere. Freedom to petition the government for the redress of grievances. You can petition all you want, folks. This gives you the right to petition. It does not mandate that they answer the petition, or that they agree with you, or that they even acknowledge that you gave them the petition or to act upon it. It just merely gives you the freedom to petition. Many years ago, you didn't even have that freedom. Second Amendment, right to bear arms or guns. Thomas Jefferson once said, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against the tyranny of government. Now, I'm going to read you the second article and amendment because many of you don't understand it. You argue the wrong points. A lot of you are saying you got a right to hunt. You got a right to target practice if you want. You need a weapon for self-defense. Those are all the wrong arguments. They will get you nowhere. There's only one argument, only one, for the right to keep and bear arms, and that is the right and the reason that it was intended for. Amendment 2 of the Constitution of the United States of America. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, there are two parts to this, folks. This amendment recognizes that a well-regulated militia is absolutely necessary for the security of a free state, and it implies that a free state cannot exist without a well-regulated militia. The second part is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. It doesn't give any qualifications. It doesn't give any special conditions. It states emphatically the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's very clear. The law of most states says that all men and boys between the ages of 17 and 45 are part of the unorganized militia. The United States law, or statutes at large, state that all men and boys between 17 and 45 are part of the unorganized militia. What is the organized militia? Well, folks, that's not too clear. Some people claim it's the National Guard. Some people claim it's the military. But the United States Senate in the early 80s passed a resolution which unanimously stated that the militia is not the National Guard, is not the United States Army, is not the Air Force, is not the Navy, is not the Marines, is not the Coast Guard, but the militia is the whole body of the people. The people. Any infringement, any regulation, any requirement of registration, any law requiring a delay of purchase, any infringement is unconstitutional and thereby null and void, ladies and gentlemen. The Third Amendment, freedom from housing soldiers without the citizen's consent. Fourth Amendment, right to be secure in your person, your house, and your personal effects. Right against unreasonable searches and seizures without a properly executed witness search warrant signed under oath by a judge and particularly describing the place to be searched and persons or things to be seized. If you are a police officer and you are not adhering strictly to the Fourth Amendment, then you are helping to destroy the Constitution and this nation. And in my estimation, you are part of the traitorous group, and you are committing treason whenever you do anything that subverts the Constitution of the United States of America. You are aiding and abetting the enemy. I get called from police officers all the time telling me how they're on our side and all this baloney, and I read the newspapers and see that they're really not. You're liars. Prove it to me. Do the right thing. You work for us. We are not your enemy, as you have been taught in police academy. We are the people, and until you became a police officer, you were also one of the people. Your mother, your father, your family, your uncles, your aunts, your grandmothers and grandfathers are part of we, the people. You'd better get your heads screwed back on straight if you're not already insane. You see, they choose police officers nowadays by a psychological profile that guarantees that they are stupid sheeple who will do what they were told without causing any problems. If you fit that bill, you better reexamine your mental attitude, and you better get back on the right side. And the right side is the side of we, the people. Fifth Amendment, right not to be held to answer for a capital or infamous crime except by a presentment or indictment by a grand jury. Right not to be tried twice for the same crime. Right not to be a witness against yourself. Right not to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And why is it that people's property is being seized all over this country with no due process, without being charged, their property is being auctioned off, their money is being taken from them and never returned, their land, their homes, their cars, their clothing, yes, even their children, all across this country. Right against property being taken from a citizen by the government without just compensation. Ho, ho. Just compensation? When has anybody ever been justly compensated for property that has been seized? Right to a Sixth Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. They specialize in non-reportable, non-confiscatable hard assets, which just means that right now there's no law against owning precious metals in their various forms, either in bullion or in their numismatic form. Either way, precious metals are the only things throughout the history of the world that have proven to maintain their value and protect the assets of the owner. And I advise you highly to think about procuring some form of precious metals in order to help protect you against what's coming in our immediate future. And it is coming. Remember, I predicted there'd be another interest hike, and there was. Ladies and gentlemen, I now predict that they'll let it coast for a little while, but in about 3 months, there will be yet another rate hike as inflation begins to take hold of the country and you begin to understand that it's happening. Do something now, folks. When you first started listening to this broadcast, if you had taken action at that time, in fact, anybody who's been listening to me since about mid-1988 up until the present time, who took action on my predictions and on what I advised them to take action upon, would have made an awful, awful great fortune. And some have, folks. Some have. If you'd just taken action on what I advised you to do from the beginning of this year, you would have already made quite a bit of money. We're also going to be advising you pretty soon on where you can buy Gannett stock at a pretty reasonable commission rate, much more reasonable than we've come across before. We've managed to make an agreement with an investment firm, and it's going to make it easier for you to participate in our Gannett stock buyout. But in the meantime, we want you to call Swiss America Trading. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper, and ask for the newsletters and the other printed material that you're entitled to as a listener to this broadcast. Do it, folks. If you can't look your loved ones in the eye and tell them that they are covered financially if everything were to collapse tomorrow morning, then you are obligated to at least explore the possibilities. if you don't choose to use the services of our sponsor, at least use the services of someone to protect yourselves. Do it now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did. A weight will be taken from your shoulders.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated cheese. Take it all off. Nothing takes it off like the human medicated cheese.
Been since you heard that. Well, I've got to tell you, folks, that the commercials you hear are old classic commercials. I collect them. I like them. They have part of American history in them. They are American, really, and thus a part of us. So we do not recommend or not recommend. We do not recommend or not recommend any of these products that you hear on these old commercials. We merely play them for your entertainment. Our sponsor is Swiss America Trading. The Sixth Amendment, right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury in the state and district where the crime was committed. Right to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. Right to confront witnesses. Right to a defense counsel. The Seventh Amendment, right to a trial by jury under the rules of common law. Now that's one. That's one that they violate on a daily basis because the rules of common law are not followed in the courts anymore. Thereby, they are committing an unconstitutional act by not providing common law courts. The Eighth Amendment, right against excessive bail, right against cruel and unusual punishment, which is always debatable. What might be cruel and unusual to me might be the proper punishment for someone else, and so that will constantly and always be debated. Ninth Amendment. The enumeration of certain rights in the Constitution shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. We've been talking about that over the last few nights. The Tenth Amendment, powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states or to the people. Wow. Think about those things. The Luxor tapes, we've been shipping them over the last week and a half. Many of you should have already received yours. If you haven't, you'll be receiving them within the next week, probably. We shipped out the earliest orders first. Also, what else? What else are we doing here? Many of you should have received Vultures and Eagles clothing by now. Tim just received his yesterday, and there were other orders that went out long before his did. So, you should have it by now. Anything? Oh, yeah. I've already told you we're going to be opening PADGY membership again Monday. I'm going to tell you about that. And we're also going to start a newspaper going into competition with the Spotlight. And we also are going to place newspaper stands on the Capitol steps. And if they won't let us, then we're going to demand that they remove the spotlights. How about that? Now, we're not implying that you should not take the spotlight, nor are we disparaging that paper. We are merely exercising a very American trait. We are going to be their competitors. And for the rest of this hour, we're going to take phone calls, folks. I had some other stuff I was going to get into here, but we haven't had a phone-in night in a while. We're going to take phone calls. The number is 602-337-2524. 602-337-2524 for the rest of this hour, mainly because we haven't done it in a while. Tomorrow is ladies' night. I don't think they're going to take calls tomorrow. They might. And I won't be back in front of this microphone until Monday, and then we go back to school, folks. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. Little chicken. Folks, if you're not going to talk, don't call. You understand? If you got no guts, don't even bother with this program. It's all about guts. It's about sovereignty. It's about real people. It's about reclaiming America. Good evening. You're on the air. Yeah, we got another little pussy out there. The whole world is full of them. You really showing what kind of people you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Steve Gibson in Houston, Texas.
Hello, Steve.
How are you, Mr. Cooper?
Good.
Listen, wanted to report something that appeared in PC Week, which is not one of your most political organizational newspapers. It said that the IRS and the Postal Service are ready to provide 100 million citizens with an electronic card that would link bank accounts to federal government records, and that the Postal Service was ready to move within months after Clinton signed 2 executive orders.
Yes, make sure you're listening Monday night.
Okay. I bless your work and just thank God that you're there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Number 602-337-2524. If you're a little pussy, don't bother calling. You'll be embarrassed in front of your friends who are sitting in the living room who know that you're basically at heart nothing but a lily-livered little coward. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is Frank in Rochester, New York.
Hi, Frank.
And I just wanted to mention something in our company paper here. I work for Kodak, Eastman Kodak Company. And our new CEO is a member of the Advisory Council for Trade Policy and Negotiations for the Trilateral Commission.
Sure.
And our particular group is one of the ones who's just decided to sell. And we're all fenced in. We can't get out of the situation.
Can't get out of what situation?
We can't transfer to other groups in the park or any other part of the company. We have to be sold with the company. We're kind of like a part of the business.
Did you ever think of leaving it?
Yeah, I have. And I'm just waiting for the final come down to see what happens. But one way or the other, I'll probably be out of there.
Well, I wish you luck. And remember, your brain is just as good as anybody else's, and you don't really need to work for somebody else. You don't need to be under their thumb. You can start your own business. You can make your own way. They tried to destroy me, and I'm doing fine. I mean, we're not rich, but we pay the bills, and we put food on the table, and we get a roof over our heads.
Well, I have a printing press, and I guess I could start using that.
Fantastic. I'll tell you, that makes my heart feel good to hear you say that, and I think you should think along those lines and make it work.
Yeah.
Do it. Start a magazine. Start a newspaper. Start telling the truth. Wake people up. Be surprised how good you'll feel about what you're doing instead of going to work working for somebody else who's working to destroy the country.
That's right. Well, Bill, thank you for everything you've done.
You're welcome.
You've enlightened me.
Well, I hope so. I'm enlightened myself. Wasn't what I set out to do, but that's what happened. Thank you for calling. 602-337-2524 is the number, and we have about 11 or 12 minutes left. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Hey, listen, I'm one of the few people here that is under the legal control of our commander-in-chief being in the military, but I wanted to get my sovereignty. Do I need, once I get out of service, do we have to get rid of our Social Security number, which I want to do anyway?
Absolutely. There was an elderly gentleman who came to see me not too long ago, and he was sitting there telling me all these things that he was doing to get out of the system, and then he told me that his income was from Social Security.
Yeah.
And I had the very sad job of telling him that all of his efforts were in vain if he was going to accept Social Security from the federal government. There was no way that he could get out of the system. He's masturbating.
Yeah, I never liked the idea of it at all, and as I studied it even more so, I saw, you know, I wasn't aware, of course, of 17. They said you had to get a number to get a job. But, okay, got it. That's a goal for me. Great. Okay, appreciate the job you're doing on the air.
Thank you.
Sure. Good night.
Yeah, folks, they told me that if I didn't get a Social Security number, I was going to go to jail, and I was just 18. I didn't know. I was like everybody else. And so I went down and got one, just because they told me that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, this is Bob in Long Island. The man that just called, the man before the man with the printing press.
Yeah.
I think I have a good story to tell him. If I give the phone number over the air, would that be okay if he could call me up and we could get together?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you call Carolyn off the air and give her your phone number, and we'll ask that man right now to also call Carolyn, and she can give it to him.
Okay. What number do I call off the after the program is over, you mean?
Yeah, after the program's over or tomorrow morning. The number to call is 337-2562.
2562. Okay.
Yeah. 602 is the area code. 337-2562. That way you're not going to get a lot of calls from all these little pussies that are out there.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. I'll do that then. Make the announcement right now then.
Well, we just did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's listening.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot then.
You're welcome.
Right. Bye.
Hey, folks, don't call me and tell me I'm talking obscene on the radio, because frankly, I really don't give a damn. We're at war. If you don't like obscene language, wait till you see bullets. And it's not obscene anyway. Look in the dictionary, you'll see that a pussy is a little furry feline creature. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Great show tonight.
Thank
the,
you.
What I'm calling about is I'm calling about the other so-called assault weapons thing that Congressman James Traskin had signed and supported. He vehemently on radio and TV on the media, he said, quote unquote, oh, you don't need a AK-47 to go shoot rabbits. I agree with you, Jim, but you're supposed to support the Constitution, not the Communist Manifesto. I said this on a radio talk show also.
Well, good. What you should have told him is, Jim, we don't need these assault weapons to shoot rabbits, Jim. We need these assault weapons to shoot you when you destroy our Constitution. Do you understand?
Okay. Can I go on about his plans for here in the Youngstown area? There is a, what they call the Vienna Airport, that has a wing up there for the military air transportation service, where they have the C-130s, Hercules-type airplanes and all that, and he's going to extend all this and everything, but they're going to have a extended runways and all this, but what it is that and all these federal prisons, which are going to be gulags for the New World Order, is this going to be the cattle crossing for the New World Order that he's going to give these?
They're doing it all over the country. They're extending the runway in Sholo, Arizona. Sholo does not have the money to do that. The money's coming from somewhere else. They've got, I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of equipment up there doing it. What do you care? You get your militia units ready, and you have your targets identified, and when they overtly subvert the Constitution or pull another Waco, Texas, or come to get our guns, simply de-lengthen the runway.
Well, the prison that they want to build here...
You're not listening to me. That doesn't make any difference. Who cares?
They're protesting it. The people that own the farms are out in Columbiana, Ohio.
You ought to know by now that most people don't know what their status is. They don't know how to argue the thing, and the politicians have quit listening to anybody. You just do what you need to do in your local areas to make sure that you can maintain military and political control of that area when they try to yank this nation the rest of the way out from under us.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. All these little things are meaningless issues, folks. Absolutely meaningless. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dr. Rod Collins from Houston.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Picked up the Time magazine article today, and that was pretty interesting. They're giving about five different scenarios, but nobody's willing to commit to anything. I've been following this asteroid thing for a while, and as you may or may not know, back in January they sent up a probe called Clementine. You know who that was funded by, don't you?
Go ahead.
The Ballistic Missile Defense Organization and the DOD. NASA was a minor player in all this. They lost contact with it yesterday. It went the way of Phobos 1 and Phobos 2 and Mars Observer.
Isn't it funny? They lose contact of everything.
Yeah. Well, it was going out to study the asteroid Geographos 106, and it just had left the lunar orbit, and they lost contact with it. Another thing, too, there was an asteroid that exploded over the Caroline Islands in February that triggered all of the early warning satellites around the Earth. And it had the yield of a, they say, a low yield nuclear weapon.
Yeah. It's more stuff to scare the sheeple.
Yep. Okay. Just want to let you know.
In other words, got to have a new, got to have a one-world government to make sure that somebody doesn't accidentally trigger an atomic war because an asteroid exploded in the atmosphere and set off the alarms, right? 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Debbie from Westmont, Illinois.
Hi, Debbie.
The one thing I haven't heard on shortwave is the fact that Colorado did declare their sovereignty. Hawaii declared their sovereignty.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yep.
On Hawaii?
You're wrong on both, yeah.
Why?
All they did was pass resolutions requesting that the government respect their sovereignty under the 10th Amendment.
Well, you're right about that, Bill.
The governor hasn't even signed it. It has no force of law. And the federal government hasn't even acknowledged that anything has happened. So it's. Let me tell you something, folks, and I don't mean this in a bad way. Masturbation feels good. But if you're going to do it, produce something.
Well, I know.
In other words, we got to make a baby here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a start, Bill.
Well, it's not the right kind of start. The politicians quit listening to us a long time ago when we proved to them that we were too stupid to even know what the hell was going on or back up what we said we were going to do. We say we're not going to reelect them, but we always do, don't we? They lie, and the next time we tell us something, we believe them, even though we know they have a history of lying. They turn out to be crooks. They've been ripping off the House bank and the Senate bank, and yet we forgive them for that. Yet if you wrote one bad check in your town, you'd be in deep trouble. There was congressmen that were writing 500, 1,000 bad checks. Where are they? Still in Congress, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's no wonder to me that they have no respect whatsoever for the people. The people have not proven themselves to be smart or worthy of respect. And you can pass all these little resolutions that you want to all over the country. It's not going to do anything. But when you get your sovereignty back and you start exercising the real constitutional law and begin winning in court on local levels and then up onto a state level and then into the federal level, you're going to see things happening real quick. It's either going to turn around or they're going to have to move militarily. If they move militarily, then we will have, if everyone is listening correctly, we will have our militia units in place. And they will not be successful. This country's too big to even begin to think of occupying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the resolutions are somewhat of a start. At least it's waking people up, and at least there are those of us that are at least doing what we can at this point to at least get something going here.
Well,
I mean, don't you agree with me at that point?
If you're doing whatever you can, and if you're honestly doing whatever you can on a local level to make things work, and you're organizing militia units, and you're going to meetings, and you're applying the real law, and you're challenging these people on the real points of issue, and you're calling the traitors traitors, and you're calling treason treason, then you're right. But I still disagree with you on these resolutions. A resolution means nothing. Now, if a state passes a law, and the governor signs it, and they say this, this, and this is now the law of this state, and the federal government must conform to this law and then back it up with the force of their National Guard, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're just passing these silly little resolutions, that's designed to make you think that they're doing something. They're not doing anything. It means nothing.
Okay. Well, you've given us something to go on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
602-337-2524 is the number. And while we're waiting for that...
You worked too hard and ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. But your aching head and stomach here, this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. If only it's directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Well, I knew some of you needed one of those right about now. So I thought I'd give you one. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm from Olympia, Washington.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, well, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while here.
We're running out of time, so you got to be real quick.
Okay, last thing you're talking about, the meteors are going to hit Jupiter.
No, I didn't say that.
Well,
I said that's what they say is going to happen.
Yeah, that's what they're lying about.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Isn't it the satellite loaded with plutonium you talked about in your book?
Yes.
Hold a pair of horse.
It is an atomic bomb. It takes an atomic bomb to set off a hydrogen bomb. Jupiter is just a hydrogen bomb waiting to be set off.
Wow. I didn't get what you said last night. My shortwave's coming in kind of loud.
I don't have time to repeat it. You got to get to the point real quick. We're out of time.
You were talking about the effects. What's going to happen when that...
What might happen?
Yeah, what might happen, you think? I was just worried about what might happen.
You weren't listening last night?
Well, I was trying to get it, but it was fuzzy.
Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry. I haven't got time to go through the whole thing. But call back another night or order the tapes that we've done on this subject or start investigating it yourself. What happens when a hydrogen bomb goes off? What happens when a hydrogen bomb goes off the size of Jupiter? Good night, folks. God bless you all.
Time for